What do you think's tougher for the Patriots O-line to handle people like Nick Bosa or Gronk to handle English?
Why are we taking shots at a legend?
He couldn't even get through. I know. And I love Tommy and Gronk.
No, we're not doing a little slap and tickle
in the pregame. It's okay.
No, it isn't. Save your shots for the current team. They have earned it.
He couldn't even get Jacoby Brissett right. He called him Brassett.
Leave him alone.
Shane Spikeman? Was anyone heard from him?
I'd kill to see him on the field for one play. Him, Devlin, the whole crew.
So would I. I'd kill. Honestly, right now, Andy, I think in their, you know, far from geriatric state, and Brady finally decided to bring a little spice to the broadcast booth today. Who knew it would be the man that replaced him in Tampa Bay that it would take to finally get Brady to actually show some plums in the booth? It was a pretty decent comeback.
It was fine, but if that's what it takes for him to bring energy, then you're useless to me because there's only one team that's, or two teams that are your former teams where maybe you could muster up a little personal animosity. Otherwise, I actually need you to analyze every team with some energy, Tom, for $37 million a year, you colossal boob. I'm just going to say, boob's the word.
Wow. Well, hold on a second. You just told me I wasn't allowed to come after Gronk, and now you just called Brady a colossal boob.
Okay, that's fair. I probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, super hypocritical, guy.
Little bit. Can I also just be hypocritical or no, just critical? I don't need the HIPAA.
Can I also just be stunned at the fact that I just saw that it looks like Rashee Rice is out for the season as well? Holy smokes.
And they'll still win. They're fine. Because they have a quarterback, and that's really important. And that's where my point was
going. And a decent offensive line. Hey, you know what they did? They took a tackle this year. Go ahead, Andy.
Quarterback can change everything. We all know it. We've seen it everywhere. Quarterback can change everything. And I'm coming to get annoyed at this, you know, when the team's ready. The team's not going to be ready. The line's going to suck all year. It's going to get worse, not better. We saw it today. David Andrews left the game. Nick Levert's in there. We saw it today. Fourth left tackle in 4 weeks. Like, Mike
I'll
on Wednesday.
DeMontre Jacobs. I got it for you.
Yeah, him. Jacobs. DJ. DJ stole the ball and the game. The right tackle, Mike Onwenu, he's been healthy. He'll probably get hurt at some point. Your line is not getting better this year. You're not adding anybody. So if you're waiting for the line to get good, then you're not playing Drake May this year. And he can't get better at what he's going to have to deal with in practice because they're not hitting him. The pass rush is not the same. The only way he can get better in play is to get his ass out there. So otherwise, either redshirt him, which I'm fine with. If you tell me he can't play this year, the line sucks too bad, that's fine. Don't tell me, oh, it's going to be better in a month.
Send him home. Don't even make him travel, for God's sakes.
And that's what I'm saying. Or get his ass out there and start the process, which is what Greg Olsen, the other tight end analyst for Fox, wanted to say. But then he pussyfooted through it by saying, oh, but also Jerod Mayo's doing a great job, blah, blah, blah. No, you think he should play. Have the balls to say it, because he should play, because he's a professional. He actually gets paid now. So put him out there. He's the best quarterback on the team.
Say the same. You know what? Honestly, if your coach disagrees with whoever else is telling him to stick to the plan. Whoever, and by the way, I just want to ask you.
The plan sucks.
Oh, the plan blows. It sucks and blows. Who do you think behind the scenes? Who is the orchestrator of the mastermind behind, or just the person that continues to pull the strings of the plan? Is it Elliott Wolf? Is it McAdoodle? Is it AVP, Alex Van Pelt? Who is it?
I think I'm growing more and more to think. No, I think it's Elliott Wolf. And I think it's Elliott Wolf with a lot of agreement from AVP. And calling him a mastermind, I'm sorry, with the way he's handled the left tackle position, he does not earn the mastermind moniker.
Do you think he hides his head when he comes into the stadium now, just like, hey, don't anyone?
No, I don't. Haven't you seen him walk on the practice field? He's got chest held high, arms strutting like he's frickin' Conor McGregor after he just won a match in a octagon. I said frick.
I think most of the audience would have understood.
No, Elliott Wolf's unwillingness, and I'm not talking elite, but he did not address the left tackle position in any way. And
he just didn't address it well, Andy.
No, he didn't address it. Getting right tackles is not addressing left tackle. If I sign a cornerback, that's not addressing the quarterback position. Right tackle, different than left tackle. That's why one is left and one is right, and they're different positions with different pay scales. He did not address the left tackle position, and that is the fatal flaw upon which everything else with this team. It ruined the plan. It ruined the offense. It ruined Alex Van Pelt's chances to have a good start to his career as an NFL offensive architect. It ruined everything, and that is inexcusable. I'm not going to say he can't come back from it, because Elliot Wolf has a nice track record, nice resume. He may have drafted a really good quarterback. There's other, like, there's a future. There's a top five pick coming.
Probably number one overall,
but a top five pick
definitely
coming.
Top three.
Yep. $100 million to spend, and he may spend that well. But the reality is, for the 2024 Patriots, for the plan, for Drake May, for the entertainment value for fans, Elliot Wolf screwed the pooch when he did not address the left tackle position. There's no other way to look
thinking,
at it. Can you give me a counterpoint? Little point counterpoint. Is there any other way to look at it?
You're asking me when it's raining outside to tell me that it's dry and sunny.
Yes, yes. I would like you to do that for me. Somehow, some way, explain to me how Elliot Wolf can cock of the walk his way into Gillette Stadium or onto the practice field when he did something which seemed dumb at the time. Seemed dumb at the time, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Seemed dumb to not have a left tackle.
And it has exponentially mushroomed in idiocy since, I hate
right.
to say.
And you know what I'm also sick of?
Let's go full Andy Rooney. What else is on your mind?
The North Star. I'm all done with the North Star. Stop bringing up the North Star. I think that's an incoming atomic bomb that's about to destroy this absolutely abysmal football. No more North Stars. You're not heading toward anything sacred or great. Right now, you're barely staying afloat. There's no North Star. Put your mural away. Put your North Star away. And just try to be a normal team with normal football goals and hopes and try to win a football game.
Yeah, and I don't believe, and I'll speak on behalf of my broadcast partner as we grab one more call and then throw it to commercial break. We'll trend. We'll come back. We'll hear from Brissett. The next thing you know, it's going to almost be time to throw it to Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football, which is kicking off very soon, of course. The Buffalo Bills, first place in the AFC East, are in Baltimore to take on the LaMarvelous Baltimore Ravens. I don't believe that you are opining for Drake May to play next week because you want to be right about your he'll play week five against Miami call, a game that's likely to be broadcast on Fox with Tom Brady on the call, but rather just because I don't know if Pats fans can exit this month of September thinking, you've got to be kidding me, I've got 3+ months of this to go. I need the future to be here sooner than later, and I'm not sure what Elliot Wolf and his Cleveland Browns Packer go pack go mentality are thinking with their plan. You can take it and you can kick rocks without socks. Tuck it and suck it. Blow it off the Sagamore Bridge. Nobody wants to hear about the plan anymore. You need some reason to watch football. And right now, the Patriots are giving us absolutely none whatsoever, except for something to grouse about afterwards. And I, for one, am tired of our own voices complaining all the time. Let's go back to the phones real quick. Leah Adam is in Los Angeles. He's been holding the longest right here. He's got a couple thoughts on Jacoby Brissett, and we've got a line for you. Adam, what's up?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Awesome.
I love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love the show out here on the West Coast. But to sort of go off of what Fitzy was saying, I think that for the credibility of the coach, the front office, whoever, all the people in charge, just to the fan base, I feel like they need to just make the move to May, because Not to get political, but it's almost like after the Joe Biden Democratic debate, where it was clear this was not the guy, and they could not, with a straight face, tell everyone that, yeah, he's the presidential candidate. It's like there's no way they can just keep going out week after week and being like, Brissett's the guy. Like, I don't know, just for the fans and watching, just having any sort of reason to watch this team, I don't see how they can just keep with a straight face telling the fans that Jacoby's the answer. Sorry to bring up the presidential election on the show.
No, we're here for any and all comps between Biden and Brissett. They both probably have the same difficulty getting into a car at this point, Adam.
No, I know. It's brutal. It's brutal to watch the guy, and I feel bad for him. And it just feels like, I don't know how they can keep telling us week after week that Jacoby's the guy. I don't know if May is going to do any better, but at least give us a reason to watch, like you were just saying. So, yeah, that's my take.
Appreciate the call, Adam. Thanks very much. It's not an inappropriate comp, Andy.
No, and it's also what the Democrats did in their switch. Let's be honest, they basically just said, we're doing this. F it, we're doing this.
Yeah.
We're switching. Mayo needs to do the same thing. F it. I'm not getting approval from Robert. I'm not getting approval from anyone. It's my damn team. I'm switching my candidate slash my quarterback because it's in the best interest of the country, whatever political side you're on, or team. Like, don't get approval. No primaries. We're not, you know, straw polls. I'm playing Drake May.
Aren't we supposed to?
Fire me if you don't like it, but I'm doing it.
If you're somebody who has been brought in to make big decisions and call down that smoke from the mountain, then aren't you supposed to take a it's better to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission mentality?
Right, especially if you've built a culture, C word, on competition, C word, and now we're not. We're just not. Now everybody is yelling the C word and other things at the TV when they watch your damn football game. So I don't, I've been... I wanted Drake May to start week one. I kind of understood, no, we're going to give him a month and let's get past the whole short week Jets and long road trip San Francisco. It's either redshirt him for the whole year now or play him against the Dolphins. Like, I don't see any other way to really,
oh, well, if we wait two more weeks or three more, like, for what?
To what end? Nothing's going to... Everyone says he's ready, and I really liked Crap Sheet was spewing crap as usual today. Oh, like, they're not ready, he's not ready, blah, blah, blah. And Phil Perry's like, nah, every player I talk to say he looks pretty good and he's ready.
Steve Pellegrino? Mike Pellegrino, the defensive backs coach?
Wilkins. Every defensive coach is raving about what he's doing in practice. So it's either the biggest propaganda con job in the history of football. I'd also say stupid. I don't know why we would be propagandizing a guy who you're not going to play.
Propagandating?
Maybe. Whatever. Why would you do that if you weren't going to play him? Like, that's okay. Just causing angst for you, your team, Jacoby Brissett. Why would you be promoting him unless it was real, unless it was just football guys who are allowed to talk freely in this culture, no silos, no limitations? They're saying what they see. That's how I take it. I think the defensive guys are like, this guy's pretty impressive, and I think they want him to play, and I think the offensive guys want him to play. I think if you asked Pop Douglas right now, who should be playing quarterback, I think he'd say, well, this guy never sees me when I'm open. He didn't throw to me very much. I'll take Drake May. He can scramble. He can run. He's an athlete. He's a game changer. He's a game maker. Like, I'm running out of ways to try to see their side of the plan or the equation.
Same. And you could also almost even say, you could get out of it, and we got to catch a commercial break here as well, but like, you could almost even get out of it. You know, Jacoby there, he was talking about how he cried when he found out he was getting the job at the start of the season. It was another opportunity, how blessed he felt. You could almost even say at this point, like, now, back to your whole Rocky IV throwing the towel shtick. Like, yeah, no, it's in your best interest, Jacoby. Like, Drake is younger. He's more nimble. He's quicker. He's going to get rid of the ball faster. Like, we can't keep you back there. Like, we did you dirty. We did you a disservice. We did not provide you with the proper players, tools, protection to do the job we asked of you to do. So now we've had to unfortunately hasten the plan. So it's best that you take a seat now. We'll see. 617-779-7937. More of your calls when we come back. Plus, we'll hear from quarterback Jacoby Brissett on the unfortunate loss, the reasons why he believes that they fell today to the Niners, and once again, the borderline biblical beating the man took. But let's catch you up on the rest of the NFL scores and everything else trending in the wide world of sports now with producer Zach Coe.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots out in San Francisco taking on the 49ers. They fell 30-13 this afternoon, getting just 216 yards of offense against that stout 49ers defense. Next up for the Pats is a matchup at home against the Miami Dolphins. Elsewhere around the NFL, Broncos taking down the Jets 10-9, the final after the Jets missed a field goal in the waning seconds of the game. Chiefs taking on the Chargers. KC got the win there 17-10. And just kicking off now, the Bills and Ravens facing off in Baltimore. Remember, you can hear that game right here on WEEI after the Six Rings postgame show. We'll be joining that one in progress at 9 p.m. An emotional day at Fenway Park. The Red Sox wrapped up their season with a 3-1 victory over the Rays to secure an 81-81 .500 record, finishing in third in the AL East. Quinn Priester getting the win in his Red Sox debut. Bruins making their first round of roster cuts ahead of their October 10th season opener. Among those sent to AHL Providence were top prospect Fabian Lysell. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More of the Six Rings postgame show of Fitzy and Hart coming up after this.
A thoroughly accurate assessment minus maybe a few choice colorful metaphors and other descriptives, because Jacoby Brissett is the gentleman that he is today in his post-game presser assessing why the Patriots lost, of course, if you missed it, the final score. San Francisco 30, Patriots 13. Got to be honest, at times it felt like it was almost that close, but San Francisco won this one going away, box to wire. They didn't even really play that good a game. We don't even have that much time to break down how and why San Francisco didn't play that well themselves as well, how overpaid Brandon Ayuk is, how much they don't really or necessarily miss Christian McCaffrey. Brock Purdy truly wasn't himself at times today. Their line also has a couple issues, but guess what? I would take their issues over our issues any day of the week, Andy. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. Once again, you are listening to the Six Rings Postgame Show, brought to you by our friends at McFarland Energy. Switch today to McFarland Energy for oil delivery. Get a free 2-year service plan and remote tank monitor, or get $500 off a new heating system only at McFarlandEnergy.com. Next up on the postgame show, Steve's in Fall River. Go ahead, Steve.
So I heard that friends of Bill were crowing, talking privately in the offseason when the Patriots signed all of their players from the 4-win team last year. Look, they're signing all my players. Well, obviously they didn't have anybody else. You have to sign somebody to fill a roster out. And then they went and took the third pick in the draft, a project. And I guess they went out and got a left tackle who played right tackle in Pittsburgh. He didn't do much of anything else. And why are we surprised they're 1-3? I mean, if they didn't play, if they played Cincinnati after the September, they would have lost the Cincinnati game 10 out of 10. But since they play them in the first of September, Cincinnati doesn't show up till the end of September. So they literally should be, have no wins. Mm. I mean, it's absolutely pathetic what we're watching here. But Andy's got it right. This lunacy of this Drake May planning his entry into the game and this and that. Is it going to make a difference this week after the interception by the linebacker for San Francisco? Would have been a good time to put him in. It would have been a very good time to put him in.
Warner, yeah.
It's going to happen. And you think it's going to get any better, any worse in 2 weeks? I mean, let's see what he's got here. If he can improve them to where they do a little bit more, then you know while he's a project, he just being there on the team, we could see something is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If he can move the needle a little bit, then we'll know.
All right, then Steve, we'll thank know. You. Yes, we will. Thank you very much for the call, Steve. Point well made before we get into a Patriots Hall of Fame discussion. He's not like Steve. If we just keep Steve to his good first point, but yeah, I can't believe we're both going to agree with Steve from Fall River.
But he was wrong. Very logical there. And, you know, I guess some people, I'm struggling to still rationalize the ongoing reasoning to not play Drake May, but experience matters. The head coach said football players get better playing football. And you can argue he's better suited for this offense in this situation. You're hearing all these arguments about he's better in practice and he's doing good things in practice and teammates are impressed on both sides of the ball, by the way. The guys playing against him and the guys playing with him. Play him.
Yeah, I do want to offer one thing. I heard this week on the Mark Lewis is cool. I'm not sure if that's the name. Mark Lewis is cool is his Twitter follow. He's the guy that got on Matt Judon a couple of months ago to talk about his contract and everything. Yeah, Sweet Mark man. Sucks or whatever. I forget exactly what it's called, but he's a good dude.
Shut up, Mark.
Yeah, shut up. Thank you. Yeah. So he had Zoe on, your Patriots radio color analyst, on his podcast recently, and they were talking about, Zoe was saying something about along the lines of he and Milton both told them early on, like, I haven't really called a play from a huddle or done anything like this. It's like since I was in high school.
Right.
So like it's almost like they're reteaching him the quarterback position, which is fine. I get it. It's a long term development thing. And I always thought that's the main thing AVP and McAdoo are brought here for. But I don't think you're going to cause, unless he gets physically hurt and fingers crossed and knock on wood. But I don't think you're going to make the kid regress. Like, you brought him here to be a little Josh Allen, a little Brett Favre, a little backyard football, a little country strong, a little heave-ho, a little star power. We got none of that right now. It's time to roll the dice, man.
And can somebody tell me the last time a rookie quarterback had a career-ending injury because he was playing? Like, has it happened? Has it ever happened?
Career-ending injury? No.
Yeah. So no, guys get hurt.
Going to be sore.
Like Joe Burrow got hurt. It's unfortunate. Guys get hurt. You know, RG3, his second year, got hurt. Like, guys get hurt. Tom Brady in his eighth year gets hurt. You're going to get hurt at some point, but that doesn't mean you're broken and will never play again. And that's the risk of football. I'm going to say it again. I believe he's a professional football player. I also believe...
Probably signed up for this, yeah.
Most of these college quarterbacks, that's how they all play. They line up, they stare at the sideline, the coach tells them what to do, makes adjustments, there's big crazy heads. Oh, that's Fitzy's head, that means I do this. That's Hart's head, that means I do that. Like, they've all been playing that game. That's part of why I do think quarterbacks have been dumbed down a little bit, and there are challenges.
Taylor Swift, empanada, burrito, yeah.
Right, but yeah. That's the challenge most of them face. I think bigger picture, that's why young quarterbacks struggle, why offenses might be down, the league, defenses, all of that discussion. But the reality is, if you want him to be an NFL quarterback sooner rather than later and be able to read defenses, call plays, make plays, deal with pass rushers, all those things, start the process. I continue to say, I make the comparison. I think I've done it with you. I know I've done it with Arkian. This is like someone who's they got their license and they've mastered driving around town at 35 or 40 miles an hour. And then somebody's like, hey, can you pick up Grandpa at the airport? And that person's like, I got to go on the highway? I've never been on the highway. Well, guess what?
Get on the highway.
Someday in life, you're going to have to get on the highway. So get your ass on the highway, merge in, drive a little faster. When you get comfortable, get to the middle lane, drive a little faster. Like, you're going to have, and if you spin out and crash, well, you're probably a terrible driver and we're not the right person to send to get Grandpa anyway. And we need to find that out.
Because life is a highway, and hopefully Drake May wants to ride it all night long.
Yes.
And if you're going my way,
stop.
I'm going to take a call right now from Donald and Drake it. Hello, Donald.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking the call. I promise I'll be quick. I got a quick question for Fitzy. Did I hear right that you are now the new 6 to 10 guy?
No, I'm going to be on Mondays and Thursdays. I'll be hosting the 6 to 7:30 show. We're kind of doing a little alternating nighttime program. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you'll have KJ and Lions, and I'll be your host on Mondays and Thursdays.
All right. So then, my question is only at a hat. What are you going to do with all the free time you have over the holidays? Now that you're not doing film.
Ooh, that's a good question. I actually get to take
shots fired, Donald. Come on.
No, hot. It's more eggnog for you. That's what
you're
it
damn
is.
Damn right it is. Ooh, and I got a new mug. I bought a new Grinch mug.
All right, I don't need people showing off about the fact that I got to figure out how to handle both kids and Christmas presents. Jackasses. Like, as if I'm not hurting enough having to watch this friggin' team.
I got to tell you guys, I loved it when you guys filled in. You guys are great together.
Enjoy it very much. Thank you.
The other thing is, I'm tied to both your hot 25 pounds in 5 weeks with the Waken 180.
Oh, let's go.
50.
Congrats. Yes, sir.
I, too, know the trauma of my mom bringing me to Sears into the Husky Boys section of the Tuscans.
I know that one, too.
Me, too.
You're my kind of, and producer Zach Coe does as well. Good job.
You got to explain to Hart, there were no blue ones there. There were only the real cool red, brown, and green in the Husky.
Oh, my God. I see brown corduroys now, and I want to lay down in the fetal position and cry.
How about the fire that used to start between your legs and not the good kinds?
No. It was like, are you guys sad Sears closed down? I said, not at all. I am happy. But here's my point about the Patriots. I agree with you guys. I don't think Mayo's making the call on quarterback. And he can't truly be a head coach until he calls a meeting with Robert and Jonathan and the trio on the offensive side, and ask Robert in front of them all, I'm the head coach, right? Yep. Okay, and then do a reverse Parcells. Okay, Elliot, your job was to buy the groceries. As the chef, it's my job to decide what ingredients go into the meal I'm about to cook. And until they allow him to do that, he's not a true head coach. And I think the players must be picking up on that. It's like, yeah, he's the head coach, but why isn't he making the decisions on offense? I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Hey, and thanks for the moment of levity, Donald. We appreciate it very much. That's a great point, Andy. When will Gerard Mayo, like I thought as I wrote in Sunday 7 and you discussed last week on the air with Arkan as well, this was the latest culture test. This was the latest reality gut HC of the NEP check for Mayo. It's another fail, unfortunately. He probably won't really ascend to being his own man, his own coach, and truly starting his own program beyond people like Calvin Anderson and others saying like, oh, he forms relationships with us. We like him. That's great. Fun mural. Cool slides, Joe. Hey, love hearing about hashtag Friday Funnies with Christian Barmore. You know when you're going to be your own man? When you go against the grain, defy the odds, and make a bold call and put the brass balls on the table and say, you know what? I got to start Drake May. Sorry, guys. Not like I'm accelerating the timeline. Damn your plan. We're gonna start the kid.
It's interesting that Donald brings up other players and maybe the vibe they get if they're thinking, why is May not playing? And I heard you say in August, Gerard, that May was the better quarterback. So you agree with me as a player. You think he should be like, I think that could
prize for winning the competition is to sit down.
Right. And I wonder if that does actually like undercut his authority or the belief that he truly is the head honcho at Gillette Stadium. And it's like, is he or is Elliot kind of a honcho? And Alex, who's a nice guy, he's kind of a honcho. So, yeah, I think I agree with Donald. I also would like to ask, the Patriots are so bad that in week four we're taking calls about Sears Roebuck and, you know, being a fat kid. What are we going to be taking in December? Good Lord.
It's going to get freaky. And you know what? As I like to say often on Six Rings Pod with you, I'm here for it. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. When we come back, we'll rifle through the rest of your calls. We'll get the best of your text messages from producer Zach Coe. We'll have Andy quickly go through thumbs up, thumbs down, Cards for Kids player of the game, and then throw you to a real football game. This is the Six Rings Postgame Show with Fitzy and Hart live here on WEEI. All right, just a couple minutes left until we throw you to Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football. The Ravens up 7-0 right now over Josh Allen and the Buffalo Williams down in Baltimore. All right, we got a couple calls left on the line. Let's see if we can get through them as quickly as possible. Leon is in Granville. Hello, Leon. Leon, good evening. Well, he wanted to talk about Joe Castiglione, and he's not there. So, Andy, I ask you, can you believe it?
Swinging a pop-up.
We do want to say congratulations to Joe Castiglione, and thank you so much for 42 years of incredible broadcasting. The white noise, the background music, the conversation, the dialogue, the narration of a generation. Lucky us to have so many of the heartbreaks, the home runs, the foul balls, the failures, the called strike threes, and the triumphs of Red Sox Nation for almost a half century, called by one of the greatest baseball voices ever, a Cooperstown legend now because he is enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Joe Castiglione, congratulations. Enjoy this retirement or semi-retirement that you're now gracefully making your way into. Those are big shoes for the Flemings and the Maloneys and the McDonoughs and everyone else that'll be on the call in the future. But he truly was. When you call someone the GOAT, I know that gets thrown around quite haphazardly these days, Andy, but Castiglione was truly a broadcast GOAT.
And he really is the only voice like I've ever known on the radio. I mean, the other voices around him, but He's the only voice in my lifetime that I recall listening to Red Sox games.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. I don't like change. I've said it before, Mike Gorman. I don't like change. It rarely satisfies me. I rarely enjoy the next thing better. That's why when I go out, I stick to like the same three or four damn things. I know what I like, and I order them. And I like Joe Castiglione on the radio.
Yeah, like Bob Soucy has been on the call on the radio for 12 years for the Pats now. I still miss, it's no fault of Bob's, I still miss Gil Santos. He was the best.
Correct.
It's just a thing. That's
nothing
how we
personal.
Work.
It's entrenched. It's like emblazoned on our brains and our ears.
That's how we roll in New England, my man. Okay, how about this? We have the two Jakes left. All, oddly enough, the name of the sequel to Chinatown. We got to get through them real quick, guys, because Andy has to give us a few thumbs up, and we have to get to the player of the game and be out of here by 8:55. Jake's in Alaska. What's up, man?
Hello.
What's up, Jake?
Hey, this is Australia Jake. Alaska Jake would sound slightly different.
Yes. Good day, mate. Alaska's the new Australia.
It's
the new Alaska. What's up, Jake? How are you, man?
Wow.
Just enjoying another lovely day of Patriots football.
That's not true.
but yeah, it's like me thinking, I hope Ramondre sleeps and has a ball in his hand for the next 24 24 hours a day, 7 days a
week.
Like
a high school football player walking around the hallways. Exactly,
yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Jake, so we only got 2 minutes left in the show. Can I get a quick point from you, brother?
Quick point, AVP, what's he doing? And go scout those O-line practice squads. We need some more O-line.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm so glad I got to you. Jake in Boston, sorry we couldn't squeeze your call in. However, we have a full-length post-game show next week from 4 to 7:30, so we will get all the Jake from Boston you can handle next week. Zach, the producer in the box, in the booth, what do you got for the three best texts of the night, my man?
Alrighty, one person asked why the Patriots were paying Jacoby Brissett $8 million when they could be paying Zappe $1 million and called Brissett a waste of money.
Oh, that's mean, hurtful. But also fair.
Someone else wanted the Crafts to take more blame for not going out and spending in free agency.
Yes, I've gotten DMs about that. I've gotten a lot of responses that blame the Crafts and think they were the reason they didn't sign Jonah Williams or an actual left tackle.
Mm-hmm. And the last one?
There's a lot of people saying that they won't be taking the trip down to Gillette anytime soon for any home games.
Oh, I'm telling you, Andy, I'm going to be reporting on empty seats and people selling off seats real cheap next week, and it's going to be bad news bears.
As the father of a teenager, I think this is going to trend the Gillette crowd younger, because there's a lot of teenagers and 20-somethings that look for cheap seats, and I think they're going to find a lot of cheap seats on the secondary market over the course of this season.
I hate to say, Andy, but in favor of sponsorship, because the show has just blown by with the high volume of calls that we had, and any and all the rest of the callers we couldn't get to, my apologies. You can read about Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down, and everything else at WEEI.com, as well as Megan Onalini's columns. I'll be on with her tomorrow night on the WEI evening program. Andy, time now for the Cars for Kids player of the game. It's the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. In 10 seconds, who's the Cars for Kids player of the game?
Joey Sly, 2 field goals, including a 63-yarder new Patriots record. That's all we got.
Thank you to all the callers. Amazing job, Zetco. Great job, Andy Hart, as always. Appreciate you in the back, Thomas, and thank you everybody who tuned in tonight. Your final score: San Francisco 30, Patriots 13. This has been the Six Rings and Football Things post-game show. Subscribe to the pod. Check out Andy. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. You guys, this is Sunday Night Football. Enjoy your Patriots Monday here on WEEI. And as always, be nice to your kids. Make sure you call an Uber or a Lyft if you need to. And be good to your neighbors. See ya.